Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a busy show today and a lot going on, a lot of important news and information to cover. I have Mark Cuban's HDTV here to videotape the show today and to interview me after the show on a program on militias. Wonder how bad the hit piece will be. Though Mark Cuban generally isn't that bad of a guy. He doesn't control all the shows he puts on his TV system. We have our once-a-month visit from Hawaii with Mike Rivera of What Really Happened. He'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today on a host of issues. I have just a ton of important news coming up as well we're going to be covering, in fact, in this hour. And I promised to do this, so I'm going to do it. At the start of the 1 o'clock hour, it's a 13-minute video. This is not on the web. This has never before been seen. This was put out by the FBI Academy at Quantico, Virginia. We're going to analyze this piece by piece and go through it. This is a terrorist screening center training video, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. And it's designed to put into the minds of TSA screeners, police, sheriff's deputies, FBI trainees, cadets, that everybody is a terrorist, everybody is Al-Qaeda. So that is coming up today. In fact, let me just mention to my crew now, go ahead and get Watson on the phone. Ask him to IMU just five or six, not the hundreds, the latest on Hal Turner being FBI, the articles out of Florida with the leaders of the white supremacist groups being FBI, the founders of it, Elohim City running McVeigh and white supremacists on 9/11. I want the APs on that. I meant to pull this last night because they're coming in a few hours. And I want to have the facts in front of me. They're all in my mind, but you can sit there and tell the TV network this. They'll just won't say it exists, but I want to actually go over that. So just ask Watson to just not throw the kitchen sink, but just send maybe 10, 15 articles about every major Klan group, every major black supremacist group, every major white supremacist group, every major Arab group, always founded, run, commanded by the FBI, MI6, or Mossad. Because I want to go over some of that while we play this Category 3 video. And then we're going to pull some articles about the naked body scanners that they're putting in everywhere. And just the whole grid. I'm going to really try to do a good job coming up in the third and fourth hour today on this, and we'll play this FBI video and tie it into MIAC and the Homeland Security reports, demonizing gun owners, veterans, that we, of course, broke. We'll be breaking something as big as MIAC today, as big as the DHS report today here on this transmission. And you'll be able to see the video at prisonplanet.tv or on the web when it gets ripped to the four winds. And again, we're going to break this down and analyze it in its entirety today here on the radio show. And I appreciate the folks that sent this to me. I've got all these SLAT reports from the federal marshals. And I mean, for years we broke the news that anybody who wants to audit the Fed is a terrorist. Anybody who likes Ron Paul is a terrorist. The Founding Fathers are terrorists. That's in my film Road to Tyranny. We've got a bunch of big boil-down articles that cover it. And it never got traction, but we broke all this earlier this year. One state police officer sent it to us, and then we got some other documents from federal marshal. And so now we know. Of course, we always knew. I mean, the whole Homeland Security system is to extract your wealth and your wages and your labor from you at the point of a gun. Period.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've got some news on the economy, some news on the hurricane coming into the Baja Peninsula. Very rare, extremely strong. L.A. in danger of basically burning down. And I have a lot of friends that live out there, and they say it is just absolutely hellish. I talked to Coast to Coast AM producer last night. I just wanted to see how the fires were going, so I called Tom Danheiser up, and he said the fires are like a mile from his house. I know that the fires were raining ash down on me from where I was staying last Thursday and Friday in Los Angeles in Beverly Hills, visiting with a friend on an upcoming project. And the fires were about 3 miles away, and the sky was black. The sun was bright red at high noon. It was like something out of Dante's Inferno. And now the fire has more than doubled since I was there. I mean, you spend a lot of time outside, you'd start coughing. My lungs hurt in the last 3-4 days since I got back. So just absolutely amazing what's happening out there. A bunch of big new developments that we've got linked up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. They're also up on Drudge. There is one here out of the Star Tribune where they just calmly report that the police are preparing to quarantine people and lock them down in their homes and park police cars at the end of your street. And I have another story here where it's saying hands-off plans, schools ban touching to fight H1N1. You know, first you can't play dodgeball, then tag, then no running, now no jogging, no arguing. I mean, they're mind control prisoners. And now no touching. So with the new medical dictatorship is one of the main courses these globalists are going to use to set up this tyranny, the fake environmental tyranny, hijacking the environmental movement, the fake biological weapon threat tyranny, and the fake terrorist tyranny. And then, of course, you're going to have debtor prisons again. Anybody with bad credit's not going to have any rights. You're going to have a national ID card to have jobs, board planes, own a gun. Unelected federal boards will secretly ban your Second Amendment or your right to jobs or travel. It's all being announced, total federalization of all Internet and computer systems and all private IT systems. I mean, it's just unspeakable. Federal inspections of basically any type of market, right down to your garage sales and flea markets. Just total tyranny. Shutting down farms and ranches, animal ID, premises ID, SWAT teaming every week, Amish and small farms and small family farms, shutting down people selling eggs, jelly, cheese, milk, watermelon, squash, just hellish control, CPSing Amish and Mennonite children en masse. Just hell is released, and it's only beginning. You ever opened up your pantry and weevils or something have gotten in and there's bugs climbing all over your food? But, you know, that just happened at my house because we don't like to use really bad pesticides because we have children. We don't want them to get cancer when they're 15 or have their livers rot. They get enough pesticide in the food they eat, you know, from the vegetables. It's in everything. It's in the air. We don't want brain-damaged children like everybody else has, so we got fruit flies swarming around. We got to kill by hand with a fly swatter and occasionally weevils and things. But even though our house is super clean, the point is that that's what we got with the government. We got an infestation of maggots, though, eating our flesh. Screwworms, the type that eat living flesh. And we better wake up to it, ladies and gentlemen, because we're in trouble. Government's like a 200-pound tick on a 100-pound dog, and it isn't going to stop. And now the dog's kind of struggling because it's figuring out it's going to die. The parasite's just grabbing it that much harder with its stinking breath and sucking what's left of the blood out. It doesn't care. It's going to crawl off, try to find something else, go to a new country. And the New World Order knows people run from it to other nations, so the tick, world government is now the tick attaching itself to every nation. And the tick has turned its parasitism, its parasitic activity, into a religion called eugenics to rationalize all of its activities. Now, I called Paul Watson up. He's got his family in town in Sheffield. He's over in England. And Paul's doing a big story about anarchist provocateurs trying to shut down the Tea Parties and trying to shut down the Fed rallies. Foundation bought and paid for. And he's also getting me together a folder just because this HDTV interview, HDNet interview, snuck up on me, and so he's going to get me a folder together and email it over, because they're getting here in about an hour and a half. You know, just a few dozen or so. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of German news reporting that all the major white supremacist groups were founded and run, firebombing innocent Turkish immigrants, again, to have crackdowns on free speech in Germany and take everybody's rights. British white supremacist and IRA on record, all founded, run by MI6, MI5. Hamas founded by Israel, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post reporting. Send me that, Paul. Elohim City founded, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, running McVeigh. FBI documents just came out last year. Major white supremacist groups all over Florida, up into Maryland, Texas, run by the feds. Miami Herald. What's the other big article on that one? I'm just pulling these up from memory. There's just hundreds and hundreds. One was a Orlando Sentinel. I like that one. The commander, the founder, FBI. It's not just FBI infiltrating. They run them. All these black groups from Miami to Toronto, supposedly going to blow stuff up. Turns out they're feds, fed run. Viper Militia, fed run. Fed founded, fed run. Hal Turner, Fed run, we told you that. Some good hackers hacked in and exposed that years ago. Now it's been confirmed in court. FBI admits it, but says, you know, he hasn't been one for a year. Yeah, since we blew his cover. So all of that going on. And by the way, every time I get hit by the COINTELPRO feds, when I say the anarchists are feds, that doesn't mean if you're an anarchist, you're a fed, and you have anarchist beliefs. Extreme, and I do call them extreme because it isn't workable, it isn't livable. You have liberty on one end of the spectrum, and you have government of, for, and by the people, a republic, constitutional republic, where the minority is protected above the majority, where 51% can't gang rape the rights of the 49%. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. As Benjamin Franklin said, that's democracy. But I agree with about 95% of real anarchist methodology and ideas. But I have the video, the raw footage. I have the newscast. I have mainstream news. But saying it's a good thing that in 1999, we reported this 6 months before it happened. In Oregon, they were training at Ford Foundation and Annenberg Foundation and Soros-funded compounds, armies of anarchists to be flown all over the world to demonize anti-globalization demonstrators. You got 60,000 clean-cut, good-looking, black, white, old, young, Asian, Muslim, Christian, Catholic, agnostic, didn't matter, out there with their baby carriages and their families saying no to the WTO, being unelected and criminal and doing whatever it wanted to and having more authority than our Congress over trade. And they had 50 thugs they brought in, and later the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the Seattle Times, and Seattle Weekly, and it's all in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. I'm going to cover this in the third and fourth hour. They came in. And they came in, and they attacked the police, and the police were ordered to stand down, and the national news pointed their cameras at them and said, look, the police won't do anything about the protesters. And then they were pulled back, put in a government building, protected by police, and the peaceful people the next day had their collarbones broken, old women stopped, the cops had a riot, went into neighborhoods, all run by Delta Force. That's mainstream news. So that's who I'm talking about. And you're feds, and you know it. Let's bring Paul Watson up for 3 minutes, giving you a bird's-eye view of a report going up in the next 30. Paul Watson, tell us about it briefly.
Oh, like, yeah, this is a report that's arisen out of a Missouri House of Representatives meeting which took place yesterday regarding the MIAC report, which was the report put out by the Missouri Information Analysis Center, which stated or implied that Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, people who display political bumper stickers, were domestic terrorists. Now, there was a hearing, I believe it's the third hearing out of five, took place on that last night.
Yeah, we've got a witness coming on the last 30 minutes today who was there. Also, Chuck Baldwin's running mate was there. We're going to get him on in the next few days. Go ahead.
And there was another witness there who was one of the organizers of one of the protest groups at the End the Fed rallies, which took place in November last year. And, of course, as it came to light in March, were monitored very closely by the United States Army Reserve Command, who put out a document before warning that the protest was about to take place and implying that those protesting against the Fed were essentially domestic terrorists. That's
yeah, it said, don't let them know you're with Army intelligence or they may kill you.
Yeah, exactly. So they could be violent. And so this was testimony given by an organizer of a protest group yesterday called Cisse Bregin, who told the representatives that at one of the protests, and the Fed protests, there was an anarchist group who started canvassing and talking to all the protesters that were there, trying to recruit them and telling them that they should commit illegal acts. They were trying to rewrite their signs, so they were essentially provocateuring them.
And I guarantee you, if you followed those people home, they're either federal or state informants or police. And of course, we caught him in Denver. Make sure that's in your article. Denver Post admits the police attacked their own police. Absolute vicious criminals trying to end the First Amendment. These are Nazis.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. GetTheTea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Okay, Watson, I want you to be able to get back to this big report you're about to put out about provocateurs in the state testimony. They did make some of the state officials step down that put out the report saying pull people over if they have a Ron Paul sticker or Bob Barr sticker. This is the commissariat. This is the end of America. This is the Soviet East German police. This is the new no-fly list, no-gun-buy list, number one terror threat, veterans, gun owners. You are the enemy of the criminal offshore banks. They want your Second Amendment. They want your private property. They want your kids. They want to have a one-child policy, and they're going to do it at gunpoint. Period. Until we take the government back and stop all these half measures of left, right, and them playing us off against each other. We have a rotten, stinking government. Period. Period. We have some hope of taking the states back and the counties and cities. You want a solution? There it is. The Tenth Amendment movement, which the media and the government poses as some type of secession. That's why they bring in the anarchists and the thugs and the white supremacists, all feds. Folks, I'm telling you, next time anarchists come over, I've seen them leave with police. We've caught them being police. Here in Austin, I've had them death threaten me and admit they're with police. I've seen them with the cops. I've come over and gotten the cops' faces and had cops run across the street in uniform and say, back off our officers. And as soon as you put a hand on one of them and say, listen, you know, the cops just run across in uniform. They're here to gut the country. They got a mafia job to carry out, and they're doing a good job of it. Now, does that mean every cop is part of this? No, but those special units are terrorists. They've been caught, Watson. You've got them in England. They were caught at the G20 earlier this year. It's just everywhere. And you've got to follow them. In fact, folks, go to protest. We need private investigators to volunteer. We don't have the money. We don't have the coordination. Just do it for the Republic. We need private eyes to start going to these protests, watching people, following the anarchist. You'll see them go to the police department. You'll see them meet their handlers. A lot of times they're cops. Just photograph them and burn them. Burn them hard for America. Bring them down. I'm sick of you, scumbag. Oh, I'm going to get you criminals. You listen to me, you sons of bitches, who think you're going to destroy the First Amendment and have your way with this country. I'm telling you, it's time to beat them. I'm sorry. I just start getting really excited because we can beat them if we just take action against them. And I'm on a, and I want those Denver cops in prison. And I want those police up in Canada, up there in Ottawa, who got caught attacking the other cops and staged events so they could attack the peaceful demonstrators. I want those Royal Mounted criminals in prison. See, that's the normal response to the police staging attacks so they can hurt us and our families. Watson, I know you got to go. You got a lot of work to do. Just again, tell folks about the article. Finish up about the little scumbag feds.
Yeah, this was at the End the Fed rally last November, and it was a protest organizer testimony that said, quote, my group was at the End the Fed rally, and there were a bunch of different groups there. And there was this group of anarchists who started talking to us, and then they tried to recruit us or have us join their group. Then they started telling us what we should write on our signs and insisting on letting them rewrite our signs. Later, we overheard them saying they couldn't even get us to jaywalk. And the fact that they're trying to get them to commit petty crimes was in direct contrast to the guidelines which were published by the End the Fed organizers.
And it's totally illegal. It's totally illegal to have the police out there dressed up and with their provocateurs saying, come on, let's commit crime. I mean, that's more than entrapment, and I want them to go to prison, you evil anti-American scum. There's no one worse than these people. How did it end, Watson?
Well, that's just the quote. So they were out there trying to get the legitimate protesters to commit crimes, even though it was vehemently stressed before that, quote, no blocking of pedestrian or vehicular traffic should take place. So,
and remember Senator Menace's thing in Oregon? You ought to pull that bill up where they said if you block traffic, life in prison in a forced labor camp. Remember that Senate bill in Oregon, Watson?
Yeah.
You ought to add that little giblet in there for folks.
And don't forget the SPP protesting 2007 where the Quebec police were caught posing as rock-wielding anarchists trying to stir chaos, and they had to admit that was the case.
Well, they were hitting cops with it, hitting other police. Total criminals. They just would love to line people up in pits and shoot you in the back of the head. I'm serious. These people will go totally Soviet on you the minute they can. Watson, when's that report coming out?
In 20 minutes.
20 minutes. PrisonPlanet.com. Start the countdown. Mega viral transmission of the resistance. We will crush the New World Order with the truth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
What's happened psychologically is we become broken back. We've capitulated. Just where government does whatever it wants, engages in whatever crimes it wants, violates the Bill of Rights, Constitution out in the open. The police. I caught them in Austin, Texas at the Fortune 500 in, 99. I have caught them in Denver. We have caught them in England and in Italy and in Canada and in Russia. I mean, all these governments do it. I've never found a Klan group or a white supremacist group or a black supremacist group or a Mexican supremacist group that isn't Ford Foundation funded one way or the other. I mean, it's ridiculous. And L.A. Weekly's got, it's a big newspaper. It's the one everybody reads in L.A. It's, you know, it's just on every street corner is the little newspaper machines. It's the one with all the hooker ads in it and stuff. And it's attacking me, saying Jones says he doesn't like Obama because of his policies. But when you hear someone say it's not about race or party, you bet it is. I mean, they are just obsessed with injecting race and making everything racial. And I'm so sick of you. And everybody's starting to see through all your race pimping. Every day, big publications attack me now. Every day, big foundations attack us. Because we see exactly what you are. Dirt bag criminals. And let me tell you, I start howling at the moon mad. You're supposed to get angry at cops every time you turn around, throwing beer bottles and rocks at other cops. In some cases, the cops don't even know. They'll go over and before a commander stops them, they'll find out it was staged, and then the cops complain to the media. That's how we found out in Denver. In other cases, the cops are part of it. But in Seattle, it was police that came out and said, yeah, these people were working for the government, and they allowed them to attack us, and I'm angry about it. Again, the foundations openly are the private political arms of the big private banks that are setting up the world dictatorship, the bank of the world. And so they are the ones that openly fund the anarchists who are not anarchists. Every time you go, it's like 20-year-old college kids with big red stars and big tattoos of Mao and Lenin on them. I mean, literally, like Mike Tyson with Mao on his arm. And they'll say, yeah, we're with the Revolutionary Youth Brigade of Maoist Youth Brigade. And then next we'll be going, anarchy! And they're there to create the anarchy, bought and paid for. I mean, I've seen it where you'll have some 6'4", huge cop with huge arms commanding a scraggly group of meth head pension fund kids who get flown all over the world to do this. And the cops will step aside. They'll let them march right through into a crowd. They got caught in Denver. Witnesses, and it later was confirmed, would see vans pull up and U.S. Marines would get out. In the park in the early morning hours, they would then change clothes in the vans and run around stirring trouble up all day. I mean, the Marine Corps, the Army, the Delta Force, this is who they are. And you know how they do it? I could play newscast after newscast. I played one, 2 weeks ago out of Maine with the flu drill. Just Google Maine military trains for flu quarantine. And we've got them from South Carolina and all over the country where they have the Marines and the Army and regular Army and National Guard and the rest of it come out and, quote, do drills of attacking local police and the military. And then they go out and run real checkpoints on the highway afterward. And that's how they tell these young, stupid, usually it's very young Marines and Army, but then commanding them will be Delta Force or PsyOps or Army Intelligence. They'll say, yeah, we're going out here to do a live-action drill, but don't tell the public. They don't know. And you're going to go up and hit the police, all right? And you're going to dress like this. They're like, okay, Sergeant. And you think it's funny? Let me tell you something, you young Marines and Army people. If this stuff really goes the way these globalists plan, do you have any idea what your job is going to be like when you're trying to go up against the American people, you stupid fools? But they're training you just like you train an attack dog on a dummy at first. And then a guy dressed up in an outfit that's with pads on it that's meant to be able to take bites. And that's what you're being trained on before you're really put up against the real bears. So you're getting trained on a little stuff bear. You think you're real tough. You think it's real cute. Think it's all real funny. In fact, I've got a couple articles here out of some magazines I bought when I was in the airport. And one of them is Popular Science, The Future of Remote Control Warfare. And here it is. Oh, you know, this guy was a top video game player in simulations. And it just so happens the Pentagon designed those simulations. It's kind of like The Last Starfighter. You know, that's all the predictive programming they put out there for people. And then now he's flying Predator and Grim Reapers, killing enemies. Soon the whole Air Force will be robotic. Then they're going to get rid of the human controllers. They're wargaming the different algorithms of human controllers and moves humans make with the big AI computers watching it all. And soon the globalists will be able to launch giant wars without any human help in the first phases. And then just human technicians over the machine factories. And then that's the next phase. And then after that, no humans involved. And the globalists will have their mechanized army. They'll be in control of Skynet. That's in 1968 documents put out by the Pentagon. Yeah, Terminator is based, James Cameron's movie is based on what they're really planning. Does that mean they're going to get to that level? No, but that's what they're trying. Remember the article in AP a few months ago? Flesh-eating robots that feed themselves off your blood? This is what they're doing. But Skynet isn't in the control of a crazy computer. It's in the control of the eugenicist. It's in the control of John P. Holdren. It's in the control of David Rockefeller. That's Skynet. And that's what this is. Look, I can rant and rave all day. I'm going to give the number out, and I'm going to take calls right now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we're going to talk to Mike Rivero about a host of issues, but also just take your calls the entire time he's on. And then I'm doing 2 hours on the demonization of the militia movement and how they're taking over, while Mark Cuban's HD TV network is here. So that is coming up. 1-800-259-9231. The phones are open. And I've got this article out of Minnesota we're going to get to when Rivero's here. In fact, guys, will you reprint me this story? She's walking the tightrope on flu. It, some reason, it didn't print the back page for me, because that's the it's got the quote about how they're going to lock the city down and put police cars at the end of your street. And again, this will probably just come and go and kill 10, 20,000 people, less than the regular flu, but they'll fear-monger you and train you to be a prisoner. Hands-off plan, schools ban touching to fight H1N1. Again, this is all part of the new medical tyranny. Rasmussen had a daily poll 2 weekends ago at 41%. They're saying 41% strongly disapprove of the president. That's a new poll out today. But then when I see it on CNN, they keep saying Rasmussen says 45 and Zogby says 42. And I've got both those articles here. So what they do is they look at one little demographic in the media and then report on his low poll numbers by using the highest demographic he's got. But his real demographics are 41 and 42. That's the general poll number. I wanted to get to the bottom of this last night because I was watching CNN while I was eating a late-night dinner up here working on Fall of the Republic. The presidency of Barack H. Obama coming out October 21st, and I saw that. So that is coming up. So before I go to your calls here in just a moment, I do want to just let people know, I'm getting all these emails saying, is your big announcement next Tuesday that you're going to be on some Sky television channel that somebody leases and owns? And this went by my desk about a month ago. They want to play my PrisonPlanet.tv show. I told them I don't even have the staff to download this and give it to them. They can just grab it if they want, I told them. I haven't even had time to look at the contract they've got. That's how busy we are. We don't even have personnel to give a high-quality copy of this to an international TV network. I mean, I can only do what I can do. I can only make the film, do the website, do the events we do, have the guest on we have on. But, yes, we're blowing up at every level. And there's some private folks I want to get them on who, again, lease a channel. They want to put me on. That'll be on Sky all over Europe and England. And I've just been so busy, I haven't even tracked that down. So, no, that's not the big announcement. And the big announcement is not that I'm a consultant on and will probably appear. They're saying 4 to 7, the 7 episodes, either 4 of them or all 7. They don't know of the Jesse Ventura show. No, that's not the big announcement. It's big, though, and it's coming up Tuesday, September 8th. You believe we're almost to the 8th year anniversary of the staged terror attack, and that's a whole nother issue. In fact, I will spend 15 minutes at the end of the show if I have time. Again, that's a whole nother thing. I sat there while I was eating dinner last night, channel surfing, and I watched 20 minutes of news, and then I went to watch 20 minutes of the ridiculous new National Geographic. Now, they put out an apology saying their last show was wrong, the pancake theory is wrong, because NIST has had to admit that's a fraud. The feds have had to admit it. This was like it was a joke, like they were trying to make themselves look stupid. They fire a missile with a pound of plastic explosives into a fiberglass, I mean, not even a half inch thick, chicken coop. It is a chicken coop. I think they lazily went out and actually bought a chicken coop. I've seen these fiberglass chicken coops. It just didn't have the little subdividers in it. And they fire a missile into it, and it blows up, and they say, see, a missile would have blown up the whole Pentagon. I mean, this was like it was made for 3-year-olds that have been given lobotomies. It was unspeakable. I saw 20 minutes of it. And then I came back in later when it was on, we were recording it, and watched like 5 minutes at the end. I mean, it was an absolute asinine joke. And the people they had who were against the 9/11 truthers were well-spoken, focused. They used the very clips of where they were authoritative. And then you could tell they probably interviewed Gage and others for days, and then used the few little times that they were hesitant or thoughtful to make it look like they were bumbling. But they still did a pretty good job, and Stephen Jones. But they used the parts where they look completely clueless. That's why they don't really put me in those TV shows. They'll only do it if they can come to public events I'm at where they can try to stage things. But we're going to see what goes on with that. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, you're on the air. Hey. Okay, Gary doesn't want to talk. Let him go. Mike in Wyoming. Mike, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, you used to have some great sections like 9/11 and on Freemasonry. I can't find those anymore. Are they squirreled away somewhere? I'd be willing to set up my own website to just have those available as separate.
Yeah, I know. Paul Watson and others created archives. If you just Google Prison Planet Freemasonry Archive, Prison Planet 9/11 Archive, they're all there. There's just tabs up at the top that link through to the older pages. We just don't have the money and the personnel, and I can turn the whole show into nothing but an infomercial, and then it's a catch-22. People, if they want to see more sections and more webmasters and more material, but I've also got to spend time managing things. If I don't manage people around my office, nothing will happen either. So it just turns into a hall of mirrors, and I'm not bitching. I just am not a corporate manager. I'm a filmmaker and a radio host, but yes, we're trying, Mike. Yes, those archives are up there.
You're the hardest working guy I know out there, so I'm certainly not complaining about that. I just
No. I'm complaining. Complaining. Yeah. I wish we just had some benefactor where I just had millions of dollars and I could just pay for all this, because believe me, I don't like having to spend my time. In fact, I've even turned down a lot of advertising because I just don't want to have more things to plug and more things to cover because it just turns into an endless, you know, it's just endless.
Sure. So if I Google Prison Planet 9/11 Archives, that should bring it up?
Yes, or InfoWars 9/11 Archive.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Anything else, Mike?
No, sir.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. WC in Texas, you're on the air.
Brother Jones, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I'd like to point out a couple of victories we're having here in the Houston area. I, on a regular basis, because I've got all this free time on my hand now that I'm rehabbing my shoulder, I've been using it to my advantage. I call in regularly on local radio here, and there's one specific radio station. It's a Clear Channel station, but they do. I'm almost convinced now that the people over there are wide awake, and they allow me to get on every day and talk about different issues. I've got to mention things about swine flu, squalene, all kind of stuff. So I think
let me explain. Only top editors and top individuals in key position are government operatives, and even they're upset. I've talked to some of them who like, wink, wink, you know, I know you're telling the truth because I'm in the system, and we're sick of it too, Alex. And that's exactly what's happening, is an illusion is what keeps everybody in line.
Yes, sir. You're right.
An illusion that the system was telling the truth. Once that illusion's over, and once people realize that people that want freedom are the majority, it's all over for the New World Order and this handful of corrupt, pot-bellied, bastard bankers.
Verbal jujitsu that I like to use on them, because you can always hammer them when they're sitting there lying. I mean, because it takes so much energy to remember a lie. But the truth rolls right off your tongue, and it registers, and you know that. But also, there's a radio station here that the Obama worship on 90.1 in Houston is absolute audible epitaph. It is sickening. And I try to call in and be the voice in the wilderness, and more folks are calling in too. But, you know, I just like to hammer on the positive. We are having victories, but always keep knowing that our enemy is always changing. And another thing that I've seen, actually it was this morning on Fox News, Steve Ducey rolling his sleeve up, taking his flu shot. And they said right there, oh, well, it won't protect against swine flu. That won't be out till next month. everybody knows October is the month.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just like they admit Gardasil doesn't protect girls from cancer on the drug insert, but it kills a bunch of people. And people go, I don't care if it kills my daughter. I'd rather be dead than get warts, you know.
It's amazing, sir. But you know what? I'm positive every day. I know that we're doing great here. I've called him before with HoustonTruth.org. We're doing good things here in the community. And, Alex, this is a huge market. If we could get you on the radio here, that I mean, it's an untapped market. And a lot of folks here still
don't
know.
Yeah, no,
your
I know. Listen, I hear you. People always call me and say, why aren't you on in this city? Why aren't you on in that city? How do we get you on? And, I mean, if we could be on in every city, we would be.
You're right about that.
Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to let you go. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Good points. Listen, folks. The way radio works is a handful of companies own over 90% of the stations. We're on privately owned, independent, standalone stations across the country. Brave, wonderful people that believe in the First Amendment. Even if you disagree with everything I'm saying, you should still agree with hearing something alternative. But my message is simple. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. More calls straight ahead. And then Mike Rivero, special report on the militias. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Has he been tragic on the wine spread? Much too long, three beers. Three beers. Babylon system is the vampire.
Mike Rivero's coming up in the second segment of the next hour, 8 after. Start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. He will join us from Honolulu, Hawaii. will also be with us via video link to the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I'm going to continue with Lauren, Jay, Richard, Ralph, Gary, and others here in just a moment. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that do make this radio show possible. One of those is eFoodsDirect.com. And I don't have to remind you that in these crazy uncertain times with the economy and with all this flu behavior and all the crazy fires and just the nuttiness in the world, you buy high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid foods. They last more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years if it's in your garage or attic in the heat, like I've got mine. And if you ever need it, you use it. And when it gets to be 5, 6, 7 years old, you buy some new food and eat the old stuff. It keeps really well, and it's high quality and tastes good. Check them out at eFoodsDirect.com. That's the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And lastly, the great folks at A Call of Blue. This is also part of preparedness, and they have the solar-powered centers systems that go with this, and they have the solar-powered little converter that you can buy from them very inexpensively as well. The Acola Blue is an atmospheric water generator that grabs water out of thin air up to 7.5 gallons a day with their smaller units, even more with their bigger units. And it looks like a water cooler without the water cooler on top of it. Got a stainless steel illuminated tank with a antibacterial, antifungal UV light. Goes through six other filters on top of that, including reverse osmosis and carbon. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. Check them out today. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Great. Hey, you were talking about, a couple things and then I'll get to my main thing, but verisimilitude, the appearance of truth. That's what we've been living under in this culture, and that's why we're having so much trouble, because we think things that are not real are real. Dominionomics. Men want control over other men. That's how it's been since the very beginning. It isn't going to change. Well, you know, what business do we have obeying men instead of obeying God?
Well, it's also a devilish system, because if you're not a control freak and don't want to control other people, you have to get power just to protect yourself and live in peace. And that's what liberty's all about, is having your own money, your own liberties, your own freedoms, and having a mutual truce of not having aggression towards each other, so that we can use our own resources instead of expending them fighting with each other.
And your time, it's like if somebody just kept coming up to your door every day saying, you owe me $10,000, you owe me, and you got to keep opening the door and saying no. Just the stealing of your time. They're time pirates. But here's the solution.
Time pirates. Ooh, that's a great term. Go ahead.
So here's my solution, though. Jobs. Hemp. High employment manufacturing products. They keep trying to have us living in an industry where there's no productivity. If you look at where money's being made in this country, none of it is producing products.
That's it. And I'm going to keep you over. This is key. They want a zero economy, one that's not just a zero growth. That's what they publicly say. Maury Strong and David Rockefeller say they want it reduced by at least 80%, and that means getting rid of most of the people. Though they know an industrialized nation actually causes that, they just want the third world to actually starve to death, so they actually want a larger population, but then later just to cull that larger mass. Stay there. I want you to continue with the great line of reasoning you're putting out here, Lauren. We come back in T-minus 70 seconds, and then 8 minutes into the show, when we start the second segment, we're going to have Mike Rivero joining us for 50 minutes. Then I'm going to do 2 hours on the militia, play this internal FBI training video, and get into a lot more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.